We'll turn to the theme scripture, 1 Corinthians, please. Chapter 1. Start off there. Speaking of work, they reckon you work about 90,000 hours in your life. 90,000 hours. And I wonder how many of those hours that you actually enjoy. You know, like some days you just wake up and you go to work, one of those 90,000 hours, and you go, do I enjoy what I'm doing today? And it's called work for a reason, because you have to do it, and most of the time you don't enjoy it, but we have to do it. But for us, it's kind of, we've got two jobs, really. Even if you've only got one, we've got two jobs. And everyone's got their day-to-day work. You go to work, I'm a chippy, so I go to work, cut lots of timber and move it around a lot, and then I go home and I go to sleep, because I'm always very tired. But that's our day-to-day work. You can be a teacher, you can get jobs like that, but for us, we've actually been elected and selected to do one thing for us, and that's preach the Word of God. We've been baptized and received the Holy Spirit and been given a purpose in life so that we can come and go out to the world and preach the gospel. But it says here in 1 Corinthians verse 17, which is the theme scripture, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. That's just the first two lines there. That's what we're here for. We're here to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made none effect. So it's not, and it's not us. You can be someone with a PhD, have DR in front of your name, doctor, but the wisdom of this world, it doesn't come into play when we're talking about the things of the Lord. That's not what's going to get you into heaven, and that's not what's going to help you get through. Verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So for us, it's completely different. Reading these words out of this Bible, I mean, mine's on my phone. Some people got paper Bibles still, the old folk. But I just noticed Dennis down there, so. But it's the power of God, isn't it? When we read our Bible, we know that every word that we read out of this book, it comes to life in our lives every single day. But to the people that haven't received the Holy Spirit, they don't understand. They just read it, and you hear it a lot in testimonies. They get up there and go, oh, I was really interested in God, so I bought a Bible, or I found the old one in my house that was in my bookshelf collecting dust, and pulled it out, opened up to Genesis 1, and I got to chapter 2, and that was it. How often do you hear that? All the time. So many testimonies you hear that. But it's when you receive the Holy Spirit that you gain this understanding that the words of God are so powerful and it works every day in our life. Just go to Acts 1, please. Won't keep you long. I'm sweating enough as it is up here. I don't know about you guys. And it says in verse 7, and it said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come unto you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. So it's not until we receive the Holy Spirit that we understand the power that God has given us. And we have to wait for that day that we do receive that Holy Spirit. I mean, a lot of us, if you look in the bottom left corner, my left, a lot of those guys have been brought up in the fellowship. The youngies, I myself, I was brought up in this fellowship knowing the ways of the Lord, followed up on my parents, like Layden was saying, brought up by your parents, understanding and knowing what you need to do to be saved and what we are actually here for. But if you talk to people that came along after, or you talk to just your general mates at work, most of them don't know anything about God, religion, what they have to do to be saved. And it's almost just falling on deaf ears, isn't it? A lot of the time. Because they just don't understand how important it is to have this power of the Holy Spirit. But it's our job to be witnesses, as it says in verse 8. To be witnesses for God. to go out to the God, to go out into the world and be that witness and show our testimony and show our, and shine our light so that they can actually see that we're different. You also, you often hear in testimonies that people, even without you having to witness to someone, if you've moved into a new workplace, they can just tell straight away. You get asked, what's different about you? Why don't you swear? Why do you come into work? You're always generally happy. And you don't drink. You go to the, like Christmas comes up and all your Christmas parties and end of year parties for work happen. And the amount of times that I'll get asked at those parties, why don't you drink? Why don't you swear? How often does that happen? All the time. And that's us being that witness, being a good testimony and shining our light to the world so that the world knows that we're different. We're actually here for a reason. And using that testimony to be able to witness to them and show them the light, show them the path of righteousness, the things that we need, they need to be doing to be able to come closer to God. Jump back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and in verse 4. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. So it's not the worldly knowledge that we seek. It is good to know stuff. I mean, Dylan over there, he's a math whiz. He knows his maths, which is always good, but that's not going to help him when God says, how have you been doing in your walk? That's not going to get you over the line, is it? But for us, it's the knowledge of the Bible. It's what's in here that's important for us to know. To be able to go out into the world and preach the gospel and help everyone understand what they need to do to be saved. And that's our job. That's our real full-time job. You don't wake up in the morning and go, yeah, today I'm going to be a Christian. Today I feel like it. You know, it's every day you wake up and that's your job. It's a duty that you have to do, and it's not a chore either. It's not a chore. It shouldn't be a chore. It's something that you want to do, and the more you read your Bible, the more you pray, the more that helps you grow in the things of the Lord and understand that and gain that knowledge that you need to be able to do that, so that when people do ask you, why are you different? You have an answer. You have somewhere to turn and go, this is why I'm different. Be able to show them. The knowledge of God is what helps you get through this life. And honestly, I definitely wouldn't be over in Perth. Personally, if it wasn't for God, if I'd never received the Holy Spirit, I would never have had any reason to move over here. I'd never have met you lot, which I could have done without, but no. But if it wasn't for God, all these things wouldn't have happened. And we wouldn't be here today in this sweaty hall, having the time of our life, enjoying ourselves every single day, and rejoicing in the Lord. And I'll just leave it there. Amen.